Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is a very special episode called Ask a Millionaire. So this, what you're going to find in these series is a snippet from a live masterclass I did called Ask a Millionaire a few months ago. And what Phil's done is he's gone and grabbed the best parts or some really cool questions that I got asked during that that masterclass, and he's actually spliced them down to individual questions for the podcast. So this is a little intro for that. So if you're wondering what's going on with this episode, you're going to hear me get asked a question by someone and the answer to that question. So it's very small snippets, but really, really, really important questions. So I hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you're loving the podcast, feel free to share in your Instagram stories, leave us a 5-star review, and of course, subscribe. And we're gonna keep bringing you tons and tons of value. So this particular episode is Ask a Millionaire, and you'll see them rolled out. So here we go, Ask a Millionaire. Enjoy.
I guess I have a question to follow up on that. You know, like Dave Ramsey says, like stop investing, like put everything at zero until you pay off your debt.
Yeah,
I have some debt. I haven't ever done that just because I don't want to miss out on the investments. Do you think I should continue to do that, or do you agree with what he says?
There's a really simple answer for it that's mathematical, that is so logical that logic prevails. And this is how simple that question is to answer. If your interest rate on your debt is lower than the returns on your investment, then it makes sense to invest. If the interest rate on your debt is higher than the returns on your investment, it makes sense to pay off debt. Financially, it makes sense. Mathematically, it makes sense. Does that make sense to you? To put in simple terms, credit card debt, it racks up at about a 15 to 20% interest rate, okay, annually. So if you have, say, $20,000 debt on your credit cards at that rate, I would challenge you. I would say, look, I think it would be very hard for you without any experience to actually go off and invest that money and compound it at a higher rate every year than 15 to 20%, because Warren Buffett finds that challenging. It is challenging. To get a 15% annual return or 20% annual return is very, very hard, especially if you don't know what you're doing. So the answer to that is, if you had that 20% debt, you would pay that off first, because every dollar you're putting into that 20% credit card, you're actually getting a 20% return on that dollar, right? $1 of debt paid off there gives you a 20% return on your money. Does that make sense? So it is an investment. You're just putting your money into a credit card debt repayment investment that pays 20% instead of a S&P 500 that pays 10%. It's just so mathematically correct to put it off the debt. Does that help? Yeah, it's a simple one. It's just not as sexy. It ain't sexy. You can't like, no, you know, I paid off my debt, you know, or I picked, you know, whatever stock, you know, Netflix, and I'm up gazillions of thousands of percent. Yeah. But it's not, wealth's not about sexiness, truly. It's about patience, long-term sensibility, intelligence. And, you know, the other thing you get that people don't talk about a lot is there's a psychological advantage in your brain when you don't have debt that it's very hard to put a price on. Because how do you put a price on happiness and well-being and financial peace and good night's sleeps? It's very hard to put a price on that. Sometimes it's very, very expensive for that. So if you're paying off debt and it's zero, the freedom you get in your mind is very, very, very valuable. So that's why I don't have any debt. I think that's not talked about a lot, right? The value of your financial peace of mind. And that's what it's all about too, you know?
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out her book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.